Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 1st. Tesla has started to deliver new Model S and X vehicles in the UK with a grabbing stick after they forced new buyers to drive on the opposite side of the car. Tesla altogether stopped selling right-hand drive Model S and X vehicles to smaller markets like Singapore, Australia, and Thailand, but for larger markets that drive on the other side of the car, like the UK, only left-hand drive versions are available for purchase. Last month, Tesla made the announcement, which upset many buyers who saw their orders canceled. Some of them had been waiting for years since the S and X vehicles were undergoing a refresh. But now, thanks to Tesla, the long wait is awarded with the next best thing. Included with new Model S and X vehicles in its own retail-style box comes the Tesla Reacher, a folding grabbing stick similar to the Billy Mays Gopher. It's meant for drivers to be able to reach the passenger window, presumably to grab things like parking receipts and drive-thru items. Tesla has started to push a huge new software update with a bunch of new features, including Charge on Solar, a Spotify refresh, and more. Charge on Solar, the headline feature, allows a vehicle to be charged only on solar power if you have a Tesla Powerwall, also choosing how much comes from other sources. The update includes warmer colors, camera view on display app, Bluetooth game controller compatibility, an alert when destination that you're going to is soon closing, automatic headlight improvements, and also Tesla is listing smaller changes, such as the media player favorites improvements, precise sliders for volume, and so on. Sentry mode recording attempted entry is also on there, with a digital owner's manual improvement, and more details on navigation, and a Swiss-French keyboard is now available. Tesla is expected to release its second quarter 2023 delivery results in the coming days, and Wall Street is expecting yet another record quarter for deliveries. The analyst consensus for the second quarter is that Tesla will deliver 448,000 vehicles. That's up 6% from the 422,000 that Tesla did last quarter. The new estimate would put Tesla's total deliveries in 23 at about 870,000 units, which would mean that Tesla would need to deliver an average 500,000 vehicles per quarter during the second half of the year to get to their goal of 1.8 million. Now, while Wall Street is generally pretty good at estimating Tesla's vehicle deliveries, they're having a tougher time predicting Tesla's profitability. A large part is due to the price changes that Tesla has been able to enact. Rivian has hired Sarah O'Brien to lead the company's communication efforts just this last Friday. O'Brien previously served as the Vice President of Communications at Tesla during the launch of the Model 3, and also worked at Apple for a critical 8-year period. O'Brien is joining Rivian at their critical time too. The EV maker is scaling production capabilities while at the same time striving to achieve positive gross margins by the second half of 2024. Rivian is also seemingly in a smaller transition, moving to SUV production to hit the market less traveled. Their truck production appears to be fairly caught up, with some trim levels available in just 2 weeks, or in some cases the same day, such as the delivery event that they held recently. Toyota Motor North America has announced several leadership changes, establishing and hiring for the new Senior Vice President of Electric Vehicle Supply role. Susan Elkington will assume that new role, where she will be responsible for, quote, accelerating the company's electrified transformation with a focus on battery and electric vehicle production and supply strategy. Now, Toyota revealed last month that it would produce its first U.S.-assembled EV, which is a three-row electric SUV, and this will be done at their Georgetown, Kentucky plant. Elkington commented on the company transitioning the plant, saying, quote, Toyota Kentucky set the standard for Toyota vehicle manufacturing in the U.S., and now we're leading the charge with battery electric vehicles. Okay, and regular viewers of Quick Charge may remember that it was General Motors who was announced to be leading the electric vehicle transition. Of course, that's all in jest. Toyota invested an additional $2.1 billion into the plant this last May for a total of $6 billion, with plans to produce lithium-ion batteries on 6 production lines. General Motors has acquired Algolion, an Israel-based battery software startup. The company developed an early warning battery hazard detection and prevention software that they call AlgoShield. The company claims that their software can identify minuscule changes in EV battery health weeks earlier than other methods without the addition of hardware and sensors. We can only presume that General Motors is taking battery production and safety a little more seriously after the Chevy Bolt fires caused a large-scale recall on the program. General Motors bought cells from a supplier for these, leading them to a strained relationship with that supplier, which was LG. General Motors was performing total replacements for the Chevy Bolt batteries to combat the risk. However, they recently moved to a different method. Now, with this new technology from Algolion going into their own battery manufacturing, General Motors is undoubtedly lowering their risk after the costly recall. Ford is ending production of its top-selling Fiesta model next week as they gear up for an all-electric future. The compact car was retired to free up much-needed space at their Cologne, Germany plant to build the new electric Explorer. The Fiesta was one of several internal combustion vehicles that Ford retired, including the S-Max and Galaxy minivans, to make way for EVs. Ford says that the five-seat family SUV of the Explorer fuses American design with premium German engineering, resulting in a stylish, functional mid-size crossover. As of now, there's no hope for us here in the States for that model, as Ford has previously said that it will only sell these EVs in the region from 2030. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Eric Dahl 2915 says, "Nice work on these videos." Thank you very much, Eric Dahl, and welcome to the channel. If you haven't been here too long, YouTube actually recently changed the public usernames again, so there's a chance that if you said something under a different username, I just couldn't remember it. But at any rate, thank you for the comment and thanks for watching Quick Charge. And we will be out on July 4th in observance of Independence Day, at least the U.S. Independence Day. I remember as a kid, it was always funny to think that there were other Independence Days, most of them from the British Empire. Anyways, thanks for watching Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.